जीव दुखे सदार्ताय नाम प्रेम प्रदाय वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातरया जुहावो पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे त्वं नय मां चरणान्तिके। First of all, my heartly obeisances in the Lord's feet of my Diksha Guru, Om Vishnu Pad Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And also the same into the Lord's feet of my Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnu Pad Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. I think all you are hearing. How we can know that they are hearing?
Hare Krishna, are you listening properly? Hello? Are you listening properly, Gurudev's voice? Haan, sunte bachche. Okay, now Gurudev's continue.
You know that in Kali Yuga, Sri Krishna himself, taking the intrinsic mood of Radhika and beauty, he has come in the form of Sri Chaitanya Sachinandan Gaurhari, and he aspired all the teaching in the heart of Srila Rupa Goswami. And in Guru Parampara, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he is telling the essence of all his teachings, Mahaprabhu's teachings. Aradhyo Bhagavan Brijeshatanaya Taddham Vrindavanam Ramya Veshena Veni Kurcha Bhargena Jakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Puranamalam Prema Pumartho Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatra Doro Nahpara. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's idea is this, that Aradhyo Bhagavan Brijeshatanayah. Brijendanandan Shamsundar Jasodanandan Radharaman Gopijana Vallabha is our supreme Aradhya, worshipable. And sweet pastimes of Radha and Krishna cannot be in other place than Sri Dham Vrindavan. You know that this Dham is Vrindavan, the form of Balaram or Krishna himself, because Krishna and Balaram are same. So Baldev is Sandhani Shakti, and from he has transferred himself into the Sri Dham Vrindavan. So these sweet pastimes of Krishna and Radhika and other Brajavasi cannot be in any place other than Vrindavan. Bhajubadhu Bhargena Ja Kalpita. And the worship of Krishna in highest way, in highest form, is parakiya unnatva jal parakiya bhav. That is in gopis only, and in gopis, Chandravali and his associates, more than that in Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, the associates of Radhika. And in the topmost why it is in the heart of Srimati Radhika. Unnat ujjal parkiya madanakhya bhav. The best praman,
evidence
is Srimad Bhagavatam. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
This is his opinion.
There is no worship of Radha Krishna or anyone more superior than this. So, we should know Unnato Jal Parkiya Bhav of Gopis is the highest upasana, worship of Radha and Krishna. There is no comparison in this whole epic in Ramayana, Mahabharata, Purana, Shastra and others. Love is God, God is love, you know. So, embodiment of love is Radhika and worshipper is himself Krishna. We should know all these things. We should know all by Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, first Adi Lila, third and fourth chapter, that Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has told through Raghunath Das Goswami, Sarup Damodar Roop Sanatan and all others. So, the Radha Dasya, to be a maid servant of Radhika is the highest goal of any jeev in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We should know this, but don't speculate anything by imagining. We'll have to practice from the top bottom of this bhakti. And you should know that annabhilashitam, the definition of bhakti, of prema bhakti, up to madanakhya bhav, is annabhilashita sunyam, jnan karmadhyana vritem, anukullena krishna anushilanam bhakti ruttama. In the guidance of Hari Guru Vaishnava, continuous, like a flow of honey, unbreakable, By tan, man, bachan,
body, mind,
and senses. Continuously. Avoiding all kinds of annabhilashita. And not covered with jnana, karma, yoga, tapasya, brat, hom, sadhya, sanjam and all other things. Then it will be the Uttama Bhakti. I have told you that process. So, the last fraction of Bhakti is Shraddha. What is Shraddha? To the desire to serve Krishna is actually Shraddha. The desire to serve. By this, if he will serve Krishna, all our pain of worldly life will go away forever. And Krishna prema will come. By doing bhakti of Krishna, everything in our life is done and our life will be successful. So this strong belief is called Shraddha. But you should keep in mind, the desire to serve Krishna is bhakti. And its external symptom is that he will have so much a strong faith in Guru word, Krishna word, Gita, Upanishad, Bhagavata, Ramayana, Purana and others. Without this, there is nothing in Shraddha. So after this, if Shraddha is coming, then next Sadhu Sangha, Bhaktistu Bhagavat Sangeina Jayate. Satsanga Prapyate Pumbi Purva Janma Sukriti Sanchitaiha. First sadhu sangha, they will explain all other things. And in next, he will think the necessity of guru karan, accepting a bona fide, qualified guru. And then he will take diksha, harinam and diksha. And thus he will visambhena gurau seva. He will serve guru like a bosom friend.
With intimacy.
This is called Shraddha. From Shraddha, he will begin the practice of Bhakti Yoga. It may be in the first
stage,
so many Annabhilashta will be there. But no harm. Go on practicing Bhakti Yoga in the guidance of Hari Guru Vaishnava. And thus, gradually, your all kinds of anartha will go away. And then, if your anartha has been removed to up to some extent, then nishtha will come. When nishtha will come, after that, go on doing bhagavat seva and bhagavat seva. In the guidance of bhakta seva, bhakta, you should serve bhagavat grantha, rasamaya grantha. First are only rasa, and second bhagavat is
bhakti rasa
patra, or that the container of that love and affection. After this practicing, then ruchi will come. If ruchi comes, then I think that anartha has been removed so much. Now a test has come, and very soon it comes to asakti and shuddha sattva. But I want to tell you one thing. Follow the instructions of Krishna in Gita. If any kinds, dukhesu anudvignamana, sukhesu bigati spriha, vitarag bhaya krodha sthiti bhari munirucyate. Dukhesu anudvignamana, sukh and dukh,
happiness and distress,
they will come. Anyone cannot check in this life. Old age will come, and death is surely. You cannot take with you anything in this world. It must come. It will come. So, don't afraid or lament for and worry for this. Sukhe anudvignamana, vigat is priha. Don't want any happiness. If you have done your activities, past activities, it will come automatically. So why to worry for this also? Be tarag bhaya krodha. Don't be attached. Be detached from worldly desires. Don't afraid of your mrityu,
death
and all. And thus try to know that tatte nu kampam so sumikshamano bhunjan evatma kitam vipakam hedvat bakved vidadhan namaste jivet jah mukti padesh adaya bhar. Always, if miseries are coming, sufferings are coming, try to embrace them. Don't be
hopeless.
Krishna has sent, this is the mercy of, causeless mercy of Krishna, that they have come. So by smiling or weeping, you will have to suffer. But why to lament? You should note, this is the causeless mercy of Krishna, and you should try to bhogle. Unko bhogle.
Tolerate.
accept them happily. And those who will do like this, they will not be worried at any time, and they can do bhajan peacefully, either in bad days or good days, either in suffering or in happiness. So we should try to do bhajan like this. If you want to do bhajan, you should try to know the process that Rupa Goswami has told in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that Mahaprabhu inspired Rupa Goswami. He told 64 kinds of names. And also, Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he himself told to Sanatana Goswami 64 kinds of Vaidhi Bhakti, Raganuga Bhakti, and Sakhi Bhav, everything he has told. Moreover, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in second Madhya Lila, 8th chapter, Rai Ramanan Sambad, here everything has been told. And something more has been told in Rath Jatta Prasanga,
chapter 13,
discussion between Sivas Pandit and Swarup Damodar. So these are the life and soul of Bhakta. They should know all these things and try to practice bhakti yoga from Shraddha and then gradually to all Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, and then Shuddha Sattva will come. And this is the emblem of Prem. And thus you should try. Try to honor your superiors. Don't disobey and don't
criticize
them. Otherwise, your bhakti will go away. Anyone should criticize me or anyone, but try to be very careful from criticizing any Vaishnava. Don't criticize anyone. Always be engaged in reading of the books by Swamiji, myself, and always book distribution and preaching here and there, Nagar Sankirtan. Thus engage yourself and your mind.